When I got married, I went to see my Granny McCain. That was my mom's mom. And Granny McCain was the first person to give me her blessing about getting married. And she was also the first person to give me advice. And she looked at both of us and said, "Don't go to bed mad." I never forgot that. And I really did try to live by that. In that moment, I didn't realize that Granny McCain was quoting scripture. But she was. And Granny McCain read her Bible every day. She only went to school, I think, until maybe third grade, I think is what she told me, if I'm remembering correctly. She did not have a large education, but she educated herself in the Word of God. And she read it daily. And sometimes she would even ask me to help her with some of the words in her Bible that she couldn't pronounce or couldn't read. It made an impression on me. My granny, she loved the Lord, and she was at church anytime her health permitted, and she read her Bible daily. What a good memory I have of my grandmother. So, not knowing that, of course, Grandma was just speaking the word when she said, "Don't go to bed angry," I think it's cool because Grandma had so much of the word in her that she just spoke the word without having to say, "This is in the Bible." She just spoke it as truth and wisdom of an older person. So today we are going to look at Ephesians 4, 26 through 32, and we're going to go on into chapter 5, the first four verses. And it says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold." So right there it is. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. And don't sin in your anger. Okay. Now, the Bible doesn't say that we don't have to, that we can keep ourselves from being angry. It just says don't sin in our anger and don't go to bed mad. Because when you do, then that festers and it gets worse and it builds. Or we suppress it and we get depressed. So all that is not good. So it just right there tells us don't do this. Okay. And that if we do, you're giving the devil a foothold. Because see, the longer you stay mad, the longer the devil can jump up in your stuff and mess you up. And he's like, "Oh, she's mad. Oh, well, I'm going to get her mad about this. I'm going to get her mad about that. I'm going to get her mad about this." Okay. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you." So, you know, God mentions this several times here. He's talking about don't go to bed mad, you know, don't sin during your anger. And he's saying, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Get rid of bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. How do we get rid of it? We got to pray, for one thing. Ask the Lord to help us get rid of it. But also recognize where it's coming from. What makes you mad? Do you find that when you watch the news or get on social media, you get angry? Because people are slinging politics and crazy talk. And next thing you're mad. And you don't even know why you're mad. And then you're biting heads off of people around you. And you don't even know what made you mad. But it was just a little something. Because the devil slid something ugly into your thought process. And it took off. That's why the Bible talks about guarding your mind and your heart. Putting on the helmet of salvation. We've got to guard our mind and heart from what the world is putting in there. And we've got to replace what the world is putting in our mind and heart with the Word. Because if the Word gets in there, just like with my granny, she just automatically said, don't go to bed angry. Because it was already in her head, because she'd read her Word enough that that's the first thing that came out. She didn't say anything ugly. She immediately said scripture without even thinking about it. Because what you put in your mind is what comes out of your mouth. If bitterness, rage, and anger are flying out of your mouth all the time, then that's what's inside your heart, soul, and gut. So we've got to replace that. And then this even goes on to say, only what's coming out of our mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So you know what? People are listening when you speak. So make sure what you're saying to them is building them up, that they are going to be edified by what you're saying. Instead of hearing something ugly about somebody else and spreading it, let's tell them something that's going to build each other up. And be kind and compassionate to one another. And then in chapter 5, it goes on saying, be imitators of God. Therefore, dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. So imitate God. That whole what would Jesus do thing. What would he do? Imitate God. And that way you will show the love that God showed. Then verse 3. But among you there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. And y'all, I mean, we all know what sexual immorality is, but you know what? It's become commonplace. It really has. Little by little, the devil has fed so much garbage to us that we actually think that a lot of the things that we see in the world are, well, that's just how the world is, and we don't even let it bother us anymore. Doesn't, you know, we just go, oh, that's no big deal. That's their life. If they want to live it that way, then that's fine. They can live it that way. And it doesn't affect me. Yes, it does. Everything that's going on in this world affects you, because it affects the way you think and how your children think. It affects everything. What's going on in this world does affect you. And the fact that we do not look at all of the bad things in this world as sin and treat them as such, that's messing with us. Because it said, these are improper for God's holy people. If you want to be God's holy people, then you've got to recognize the ugliness that's out there. Then verse 4 says, nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. So, I kind of got to think about it. And the obscenity, foolish talk, coarse language, you know, that's become normal too. And I grew up in the 70s and 80s. And I got to thinking about it. Where did all of this come from? Because honestly, we turn on social media, we turn on the television, and little by little, it has changed. The very first curse word was said in Gone with the Wind. And that's when movies and everything started to change. It was one curse word, and you know, everybody was appalled by that. But then after that, that set the course for things to change. And a show that sticks out in my mind was when I was a little kid, we watched Little House on the Prairie, and it was a really good show. It was very wholesome. They went to church. They read their Bible as a family, and the Bible was quoted. Things were moral. People worked and lived by moral compass during, you know, the late 1800s, and that's what the show was about, and that was a great show. And then not long after that, there came a show on television, and it was Three's Company. It's still in syndication today. You can watch it. It's a funny show. But my mama didn't let me watch it because it had a lot of sexual immorality. A lot of things she didn't want a kid hearing and knowing. I remember being frustrated because it looked funny to me. I was a kid. I didn't recognize all the bad things they were talking about. But see, she didn't even want, even though I didn't understand it, she didn't want me to hear it, because then that gets in your mind and soul and your heart and your spirit. She didn't want any of that oozing in. So she's like, you're not watching that. And, you know, now I go back and I've seen these on TV and I'm like, oh, you know, I kind of see why mom didn't want me watching that. And at the time, again, it was funny and it wasn't too bad. It was a man and two women all living together, but they didn't share bedrooms. And so, you know, that's how they eased it into TV. And so it was just a little bit bad, but it wasn't too bad. But then from there, shows kept getting a little worse. And, you know, it's sort of like with your kids, you know. If you give them an inch, then they'll take a little more and they'll take a little more. You know, they're always trying to, you know, the line keeps getting moved. And that's what happened with television. Now, I'm not one of those people that think you shouldn't have a TV. So don't like flip out and think, oh my goodness, Beth's telling me not to have television. No, but I'm telling you to watch what you're letting your kids watch and what you're watching. Because even though you're like, oh, that's not too bad. Is that what the word says? Because I don't think that's what the word says. We have to be careful what we're letting in our mind. Because little by little, the enemy has changed our moral compass. Now people don't sit around and read the Bible. They sure don't do that as a family. And a lot of people don't go to church. And, you know, that was a thing. That's just what you did when I was growing up. Everybody, it wasn't even up for discussion. You just went to church. You learned about the Bible. And when you have the scripture in your mind where it just automatically comes out, then you catch all this immorality that's going on, even the little bitty things. But the further you get away from reading your Bible, the further you get away from living holy, then all of a sudden these little bitty things that the devil's putting out there for us, they slip in. And then your mind starts to go, oh, that's not too bad. Well, that's not too bad. And all of a sudden one day you wake up and you go, what happened to our world? Why are children committing suicide? Why are children killing each other in schools? Why are people killing each other? Why do we live in this world of rage and hate? Because little by little, the enemy took over. Little by little, we quit reading the word on a regular basis. We can quote one scripture. We got to be able to quote this book. Because see, if you get it in your heart and your mind and your soul, that's what will come out. When you stump your toe, you're not going to be as tempted to curse and carry on and throw a fit. It's going to hurt. But you're not going to be as tempted to rage a big, ugly fit. Every day that you get on social media and it makes you mad, stop. Get off. Don't let that in your mind. Because it's taking root. You're giving the devil a foothold. You don't want to do that. And this verse ends with thanksgiving. It talks about switching all that unwholesome stuff, but going to thanksgiving. We got to switch our minds from the unwholesomeness. We got to switch our minds from the ugliness, from the hatred, the bitter, the anger. And we got to switch it to being thankful that God provided Jesus die on the cross for us. We got to be thankful for what he's given us. And in that thanksgiving, your mind will change. And then it'll be wholesome talk that falls out of your mouth. And with that, you can change your family and you can change this world. So get more of the scripture in your mind, heart, and soul. And get the world out and start to recognize sin for what it is. It's not okay. Little by little, the devil has convinced us that it's okay. And it's not okay. The word says it's not. Beth doesn't say it's not. The word, the Bible, God's holy word says it's not. And if that's, you know, if you feel convicted by that, and you feel upset about that, then go pray about it. Go talk to the Lord about it. Go have a talk with him. If you think I'm wrong, then go read the Bible and find out if I'm wrong. Because see, that's what I've always been taught. If you don't agree with what somebody's teaching, go read it yourself and see if the Lord convicts you. But see, that's what the Lord did to me. He convicts me. And I say a lot of things I shouldn't, so I'm having to really correct it. I always say these lessons are more for me than for you. But know that we have the ability to change our family. We have the ability to change our hearts. And we do that by reading God's word. So you have a blessed day in the Lord.